The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Back again, David Thomas, Humble Dave, filling in for Joey, my hero. Now, we got another hero on the phone right now. We had Congressman Joe Wilson. That was enough because as we go to Drew McKissick and, chairman of the GOP. Well, right here, Drew. Gotcha, bro. Hey, do you know what? I mean, that was cool. But whenever anybody would say Drew, they would say, well, I guess they say Mr. Chairman. He said, no, just call me Drew. Well, I would do the same. Say, Senator, don't call me. Well, guess what? The governor appointed me to be a commissioner for one of the great agencies in the state, DDSN, Department of Disability Specialties. Uh-huh. Well, I've had the best time saying to people, I said, God, the governor appointed me. So, oh, that's great. I said, yeah. So from now on, just call me commissioner. It's just always going to be Dave. Just call me Dave. That's fine. Whatever. Hey, listen, tell us what.
We're not pretentious around here. That's all right.
We are so proud of you and the good work you've done. Every time I hear something, it's Drew McKissick this, and I get stuff online. You know, Drew McKissick reports and all this sort of thing. You have been just a real activist, and I appreciate that. Ever need you at a time like this? Tell us just where are you coming from in all this? I mean, do you think Gallagher said everything hinges on solving? I don't know about that. I don't know if you solve the problem of a virus that can keep morphing and coming back, and then that is upon which you determine whether or not you get reelected a president or something. The economy rolls. Tell us, what do you think?
You know, I think fundamentals tend to drive elections, and issues move people. You know, elections are about numbers, about votes, you know that, and votes are driven by people, and people are driven by issues. People, you know, they're motivated by issues because they care about issues. Now, whether it's, you know, the potholes that they won't fix, which probably you're well acquainted with, having been a former state legislator.
And
you can fix every pothole on their street.
And city councilman. I was a city councilman in Greenville for six years. So, I've seen the whole thing, local government and state government have a pretty good grasp. And I have really enjoyed being kind of on a different way of seeing being a commissioner. Mm-hmm. As the agency inside the agency. So that's a newer perspective. So I bring my conservative values and insights into that. Uh-huh. And sometimes they don't appreciate it. You know, when you demand accountability and where's the money going here and why don't we have a full account, they get kind of upset, but you just have to hold firm. And be tough and polite. Yeah, I mean, you're polite, but you're firm. And don't let them get away with keeping things from you.
Well, that's the nature of, you well know, bureaucratic organizations. We're thankful for people who work in government, bureaucrats, doing jobs that, can many times be thankless and repetitive and, dealing sometimes with surly taxpayers. But at the same time, sometimes you've got those who, are skating a little bit.
They got
a government job and, they're not going anywhere.
I wish you would call back. I don't know if you do call back, but I mean, if you could call back tomorrow, I want to talk to you about, the identification of corruption. The identification of how the corrupt system works all the way from Washington down to the local level. I'd like to discuss that, but that's sort of off subject. And even I'm just in a way burned out by talking about the virus. I was on respirators today and the danger of respirator, even masks, because you can develop a bacterial culture. Yeah. But I've got an off the wall question for you. Now, this is a softball question. I mean, it's not just something that or whatever. I've been thinking a lot about 2024 and who we should nominate and elect for president and propel, because here we are in South Carolina, a very powerful state. And I got a name I want to throw out, and see what you think, because I'm becoming like I was with Reagan, with Reagan early on back in the 80s. Okay. When he ran, I was early on, and I was early on with Trump, and I lost some friends because of that too. I mean, I wouldn't speak to you for a long time, but until he started doing things, I said, you know, he's not as bad as we thought he was going to be. All right. What you think about Trey Gowdy?
Yeah. You know, I think Trey is fantastic. I think Trey speaks, I would say in many ways, sort of a common man language, and expresses a lot of common man.
I wouldn't like him if he did, maybe.
With the system, you know.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, I'm a little disappointed that, you know, we haven't seen Trey potentially get elevated, put on the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals at this point, because I think he'd be an incredible federal judge. You know, but hey, if he's got higher aspirations in terms of politics, I think he would have an incredible following. He'd do really well. You know, I think, the fact that he resigned from Congress after, was it 3 terms? I think
six years.
Says a little bit about maybe his just disdain for the whole process itself, which again connects with every man. So I agree with you on that. I think he'd do really well.
One interesting thing about him, and I've known him for a long time now, not real, real well until the time we actually ran against each other, trying to take out an incumbent Republican. God bless Bob. But I just disagree with his environmental policy, thinking that man-made catastrophic global warming, I couldn't stand it. But it seems to me like with Trey, I watch him on TV, and as we went together and debated issues, it wasn't so much debate as it was more and more, the more I got to know Trey Gowdy, the more I respected him and admired him. He almost got me to the place where in my own primary, I mean, you know, with him, I was ready to vote for him. I mean, I might have done it if he had asked me. I might have pulled out because it was obvious I wasn't going to win. But I didn't like the idea of like quitting, you know, and let the public decide. But Trey, the consummate gentleman, kind, patient, incisive, reflective. There's the inner man to Trey. He is much more sophisticated in terms of what's going on. And let me tell you how kind he is, even though we were opposing each other. He let me maintain a communication with him via phone, text message.
Yeah.
For all these years, I didn't abuse the privilege, but I would text him what I thought about something. Or if I saw him on TV, I'd make a comment. Nice hair today. You know, sarcastic.
I was about to say, the man with the nicest hair in politics.
Yes, that varies from day to day. But the Trey, I love that. The guy is just such a gentleman. He is. And I've told him, can you stay past the break? Is that possible?
Sure, go ahead.
I mean, we got a break coming up. I don't know if it's a hard break or not, but I want to pick your brain a little bit more about this issue and a couple of other possibilities, namely Biden's choice for vice president. I want your reflection on that if you've got just a second.
Okay.
Folks, we've got Own. I mean, this guy is an expert, chairman of the Republican Party. My soul, I mean, this is fabulous having him following Joe Wilson. So I'm just so excited that these big shots here, you know, are talking to little Dave. So we're going to hold on. We're taking a quick break. Come right back. This is my wife's birthday, Droog. Wish my wife, Kim, happy birthday. Would you please?
Well, Kim, happy birthday, because Dave probably forgot to tell you.
I want to tell you what. I had to get up at 3:45 this morning, and I made sure she was awake. I said, happy birthday, baby. And she said, I'm asleep a little while. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I'm going to tell you what. I don't know how I got this girl. People that see her. And like we're out eating or something, you know, and then she's going to be really embarrassed me saying this, but the waiter boys, you know, they like flirt with her. And she's,
so you're saying that you outkicked your coverage.
Is that ever the truth? I mean, I'm a little older than Kim, a little older. I won't say how much, but I'm a little older than my wife, and she is so classy and wonderful and beautiful and everything. How did I get her? People always say that. Like, and we were just married 4 years ago because both our spouses died from cancer about the same time, about six plus years ago. And and my first wife, Fran, was just a class act and smart and everything. Well, Kim is all that and more. I mean, she is so gregarious and fun and social. Everybody loves her. And inevitably, they always say, how did you do that?
Well, finding a wife who will put up with playing politics for a living is something. I mean, look, finding somebody obviously cares about the same thing that you do, the issues that you care about, has the values that you do, which, you know,
that's a big deal.
We get involved in politics.
It's a big deal.
You know, we do the things we do because we think it matters.
Well, this is, as far as I'm concerned, Wife Appreciation Day, because I think of this every time I think of how the Lord has blessed and given me the right mate at the right time. It's just, it's remarkable. It really is. Now back to the issue that I think is, I can't get off this in a sense. I think you look at the great people we even have, you know, in the state. We got Timmons as a congressman, Joe Wilson, Joe's not, you know, and I just look at the local guys and I think, the person that seems to me in the right circumstance, presidential, of timber, the gravitas that would be needed. Trey Gowdy is just there. And the more I think about it, the more I think 2024 could be. And if we could propel him in the upstate, I mean, if, you know, we're going to be besieged again, you know, Drew, that's the way South Carolina will be besieged.
It's no matter what happens this November, it is a political fact of life. You can set it according to the calendar. Whenever we're approaching what will be an open, nomination slot, if you will. In other words, we don't have an incumbent president that will be getting ready to run again. South Carolina becomes the center of political gravity. And, you know, as a state party, you know, whether it comes to the events that we have and so forth, even county party meetings and, our Silver Elephant Gala and other fundraisers and things that we have, presidential candidates want to be here, and they'll be calling our staff all the time. Hey, are there any events going on I can come to, I can speak to, et cetera? And we'll be, we'll just be covered.
Let's talk about Silver Elephant. That's a big deal to help fund the party. And I've been negligent in not coming. You need to just get on me about choking up some money and coming to the Silver Elephant. I'll come if you tell me to.
Now that I have your public permission, don't worry, I will.
how do people, because it's a great event, and I went to it a few times, but I was in office for 28 years in the state Senate, and it seems like everything came at you, and you had to just, like Carol Campbell told me one time, he said, David, it's like machine gun bullets. And I asked him, how do you deal with these things? He said, you've got a philosophy. If it's bigger government, you say no. If it's for something that makes sense from a business perspective, there you give it some leeway. But that's how the state legislature was. I mean, there's just so many issues coming at you and everything that I have to admit, I downplayed my participation in the party because I figured, that's for a different group of people that are running the show from their perspective. And let me just do the policy wonk stuff inside. But I got time now. And so if you tell me choke up the $500, I'll do it.
We have the Silver Elephant Gala that you're referring to is the biggest annual fundraiser that we have once a year. Now, right now it's set for September 11th. It has become a membership only affair just because it has grown so much. I think we've got about close to around 700 recurring contributors that are members of the club right now. It's, biggest sustaining membership, organization within the party from a funding perspective. We are, currently working with this year's event, the room size and crowd restrictions and so forth that we're going to have, and we may actually have to deal with a spillover room because, maximum of so many people within a room and so forth. But we're still on track for that. Should have a great event, but for people who are interested, you can go to scgop.com. There's a place up at the top where you can click Elephant Club and look at the different levels and see what you're interested in. Even from just giving,
don't see my name down there, then you sitting around one day and you got your call list and you say, that cheapskate David Thomas is not paying. Call me up. My cell phone number, you ready?
I got you.
My cell phone number, 630-9389. Go ahead. There you go. I said it on the air. 630-9389. Call me up and say, you can just text me and say, this is Drew. Pay up, turkey. Or I'm coming to see. Hey, listen, back to one more thing about this presidential thing. If we could propel the right guy, even if Trey didn't win first round, I think he'd be a great choice for vice president. Mm-hmm. Or if he made a showing, if he just made a show, and I think he could win South Carolina, then I think what we would have done is guaranteed him a seat somewhere in the cabinet, attorney general, FBI director.
And this goes back to what we're just talking about with South Carolina being so important to the process. It is also, if you look around in D.C., it is one of the reasons, it's probably the biggest reason why people from South Carolina within politics nationwide, D.C. and other positions of influence, are out of proportion to our numbers nationwide, because so many of them get hitched up with presidential campaigns when it comes through the process here in South Carolina, mm-hmm. and they get a ride further on into the process. And so it enables us essentially to, use the euphemism again, outkick our coverage in terms of, political influence of South Carolinians, because the presidential primary process here is so important to the entire process.
Yep. And Lee, go back to Lee Atwater. He's the one that really wasn't he? My hero, Lee Atwater. He was talking to me one time right after, the President Bush, the original President H.W. Bush.
H.W.
Yeah, yep. got elected. And he was talking to me because I had been involved with the Reagan thing and a couple of presidential campaigns where I was like Greenville City deal for Reagan and all that. And he said, do you want a picture? We were talking and he said, David, do you want a picture of the president? I said, Lee, what I want is a picture of you with the president with your signature on it, saying something about how important I am. My office down the road here at my law office, my favorite picture is Lee Atwater is saying, David Thomas, my South Carolina political advisor. That's my favorite one. My very favorite. Well, you'll hear me. I tell you what, I've about made my mind up. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, 2024 Trey Gowdy. 2024 Trey Gowdy. And I think he's going to be, he could be a vice president. He could be a president. I think he's so fresh. It's so interesting to listen to. He's got everything going. He's got that youth theme. He's got the history of proven leadership in Congress. And he's genuine. He's a genuine, real thing. I can tell
Trey,
you from experience.
If you're out there listening, you need to sign Dave up right now. He's primed
and
ready.
I'm a gung-ho Trey Gowdy. And the guy beat me. Hey, do you know what? That turkey, he beat me in my own district. Of course, I may not be saying much. Yeah, right. I mean, but Trey is a wonderful, wonderful person, and I know that because I got to know him so well when we were with each other. And all these years, he's just accepted my text and respond back. How many people would do that? Other people I've helped, you get nothing from them. But Trey, no, Trey's there as a friend. He's a great guy.
He would do well.
We're gonna have a blast in just a few more years. I mean, they're gonna start coming around here in great numbers. I appreciate it. Hey, you can call back tomorrow if you want to, because I got many more questions. Like, who is Biden gonna choose for vice president? We don't have time though. We're out of time. He's holding up his hands and he's saying, "No, you're finishing it up. Goodbye."
Better listen to him. He's running the show.
Tommy's the man. All right. Hey, thanks for calling, Chairman. I appreciate
it. Take care, Dave. Good to talk with you.
Bye-bye, buddy. Bye, buddy.